Chair, Excellencies, Director General of FAO and WHO, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the government of Japan, I would like to express my sincere appreciation to the Director General of FAO, Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva, and the Director General of WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, for organizing this important conference. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two aspects to the international issue of nutrition. The first one is the over-nutrition, often observed in many developed countries, as well as some developing countries. This has increased medical cost and strained public expenditure. The other one is undernutrition, including micronutrient deficiencies, mostly found in developing countries. There are still more than 800 million people suffering from inadequate energy and nutrient intake. To address both challenges, Japan can make a contribution through technological methods which are deeply rooted in our food culture. In tackling the over-nutrition issue, we can find a clue for its solution. In the Japanese dietary culture, the distinctive feature of Japanese cuisine is the use of dashi, that is cooking broth, fermented foods, and various natural ingredients, which has developed in close relation to our traditions. Cooking broth, especially known as dashi, is very unique in making food more delicious without using fat. Since dashi contains glutamic acid and isocinic acid. Glutamic acid from the seaweed, isocinic acid from the bonito. This specific feature of the dashi has contributed to establishing a balanced and low-calorie culinary culture. Consequently, Japanese cuisine, designated as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO, can provide tasty dishes while also addressing issues like obesity and nutritional balance. Recognizing the positive health effect of Japanese cuisine, Japan has been implementing a policy to promote the health status of the Japanese people by promoting the linkage between the medical care, welfare, and food sectors. Moreover, Japan has developed policies and programs for ensuring healthy life course dietary patterns. For example, an inter-ministry program has been implemented to enhance the knowledge and practice of healthy diets under the basic law on shokuiku. Shokuiku means the law for food and nutrition education. The ministries in charge of health, agriculture, and education are cooperating in this program. Next, for the undernutrition issues in developing countries, Japan has implemented many agricultural assistance projects which have achieved increased productivity and higher living standards for farmers. Japan has also conducted maternal and child healthcare programs and nutrition education. Furthermore, Japanese food manufacturing companies have recently been active in addressing nutritional issues by making use of their advanced technologies. For example, Ajinomoto, a world-famous company which has long-term experience in amino acid research and production, has developed Coco Plus, a nutritional supplement for children in Africa. Coco Plus is expected to improve the nutritional status of infants and children in Ghana. Likewise, other Japanese food companies have initiated attempts to produce nutrient-rich food in India and Kenya, taking advantage of their excellent food processing technologies. These efforts have been encouraged by Japanese ODA. In the years to come, Japan will address global food security and nutritional issues by expanding production of food and agricultural products through establishment of food value chains with public and private collaboration. And ladies and gentlemen, malnutrition poses enormous social and economic burdens on our society and has negative impacts even on the next generations. Therefore, efforts to tackle this issue should be a political priority in each country. Japan is committed to continuously and proactively contributing to solving the nutritional issues in collaboration with FAO and WHO. Thank you for your attention.